This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Alan Lightman is an author and physicist who has made fundamental contributions to the astrophysics of black holes. Lightman was born into a white, upper-middle-class Jewish family growing up during the turbulent 50s and 60s in Memphis, Tennessee. His paternal great-grandfather immigrated from Hungary in 1880 and settled in Nashville, where he started a stone quarry and construction business and built some of the most prominent public buildings in Nashville. Lightman's father, who was in the movie theater business, played a key role in the civil rights movement by being the first movie theater owner in Memphis to integrate his theaters. And Lightman's mother was a ballroom dance teacher. From an early age, Lightman was entranced by both science and the arts, and while still in high school, he engaged in independent science projects and writing poetry. After graduating from White Station High School, Alan earned a degree in physics from Princeton University and a PhD from the California Institute of Technology. Lightman worked for many years as a theoretical physicist and published essays about science, the human side of science, and the mind of science. But in 1992, he wrote a novel titled Einstein's Dreams that became an international bestseller. The book, which has been translated into 30 languages, is a fictional collage of stories dreamt by Albert Einstein in 1905 when he worked in a patent office in Switzerland. As the defiant but sensitive young genius is creating his theory of relativity, a new conception of time, he imagines many possible worlds. In one, time is circular, so that people are fated to repeat triumphs and failures over and over. In another, there is a place where time stands still, visited by lovers and parents clinging to their children. And in another, time is a nightingale, sometimes trapped by a bell jar. More than 100 theatrical productions around the world have been based on Einstein's dreams. In 2000, Alan's novel titled The Diagnosis was a finalist for the National Book Award. It is a harrowing tale of one man's struggle to cope in a wired world. In the book, the main character commutes to work one summer morning and suddenly can't remember which stop is his, where he works, or even who he is. The only thing he can remember is his corporate motto. Another highly acclaimed book by Alan Lightman is titled In Praise of Wasting Time, which warns about the damage we're doing to our mental health and creativity by our frantic 24/7 plugged-in lifestyle. And in his latest book titled Searching for Stars on an Island in Maine, Lightman offers us an extended meditation on science and religion. Alan Lightman is one of only a small number of people in the world who successfully straddles the sciences and the humanities. In Alan Lightman's own words, all writers have roots they draw from, travel, work, family. My roots are in science, and it is fertile ground for fiction.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.